started 3-0, number one Charlie. Pro record, 333-0, Charlie Zelenoff, best boxer of all time. What's up, everybody? Your host today, Pound for Pound Radio is back. But, yeah, man, there's never, like, I got people supporting me now and hating on me and both, but, you know, but yeah, I'm the best fighter in the world. I mean, still am. I mean, I keep telling everybody that, you know, the fights that they haven't seen, you know, I'm better. Like, I was always the GOAT, you know what I mean? But I'm better now. Like, I'm 180 pounds. You know, that's my walking weight. That's my fighting weight. You know, I don't cut weight. I don't need to cut weight. I'm a real fighter. This whole weight class category crap, you know, I was beating heavyweights when I was 154 pounds. Hell, when I was 147 pounds, I beat a heavyweight for my second fight when I was 2-0. So, I mean, now that I'm almost a heavyweight or whatever, like, I'm a light heavyweight, 180. Yeah, so it's just like it doesn't even matter anymore. So that power, that speed, and the accuracy, that accuracy, like, man, like, a lot of people talking about my accuracy. And the one thing that some cats are, like, misguided, they're talking about stamina. Like, yeah, Charlie, you got mad power and speed, but what about your stamina? My stamina is fine, man. It's just I'm unable to show it to you. When I was boxing in 2019 with Isaiah, I beat the guy in, like, 7 or 8 seconds or something. Or, like, it was a super quick fight. As I connected, bam, then bam, bam. Then they're asking me about stamina, but really the answer is my stamina is phenomenal because I'm hitting a bob, the bob. Like, there's a stream of, like, over an hour, just, like, for hours, just punching it. Bam, hook, hook, jab, jab, hook, jab, like, fucking. And, yeah, that was, so since I'm hitting that thing for over an hour, that means I got great stamina, so. Yeah, I mean, Mike Tyson, my thoughts are on Instagram if you guys watch my videos. Mike Tyson's comeback, like I said, I don't want to give the guy credit because he never gave me credit. Why should I give him credit? He never showed me one video where Mike Tyson says, yeah, other cats have given me credit, where he says, like, Charlie Z, phenomenal fucking win versus Deontay Wilder. Great win versus Mayweather Sr. If he said that, then of course I'd. And I still said that, you know, but I don't want to give him that credit, you know what I mean? So, fuck Tyson. Let his comeback fight be against. Well, my knee's fucked up. I hurt my knee, you know what I mean? Like, I got to go to the doc, you know, and they're going to x-ray it, and I'll show the x-rays, you know, when I'm healed up. Yeah, I'm number one. I mean, like, I've been as humble as possible, but why be modest when you can be honest, you know what I'm saying? Especially, like, before, you remember how people were fucking with me and my family. But I'm proud to say that I'm Charlie Z, man. And, yeah, me and my fiance were texting every day, and we're happily back together, and I'm meeting up with her on the weekend. And, oh, yeah, now, off topic, but a better topic now. My fiance Camille, and yeah, however, and I've been keeping her on the DL, like, down. I've been low key, you know, like when I showed her amazing, super sexy, awesome body, like, wow, lucky me. She had shades on, you know what I mean. So dude, and it's benefited me to the point where I've kept her for 3 years. We've broken up, but I, like I said, I got her back, and I'm meeting her this weekend. People always asking me, like, oh, like, how come she doesn't live with you? And this, like, honestly, I don't know, man, but she will, though. Think of it this way. She's my girl for 3 years. Yeah, we're never going to break up. Like, come on, that's a long time. I've never been with anybody for 3 years besides Camilla. My first wife, 2 years. My first fiance, 1 year. Then we got back together, then, like, for 3-4 months. Not 3 years. Camilla, 3 years. And I bet you we're going to be together next year. You know what I'm saying? Even if I do go to Russia and Ukraine, which I will, to fight in the ring after my knee heals, I'm never going to leave my baby. You know what I mean? This woman has, you know, in other words, saved my life. You know, like, I'm not drinking already for the second day because of her. When she responds to me, when she, you know, calls me, texts me, and shows me that love, that inevitable love that I need, that there's nothing else that I need in this world. Just her. You know, now that's true love, and that's it. And I'm a true champion, and the best boxer this world's ever seen and will ever see. You know, and but yeah, but yeah, it's sorry. I don't know the knee, man. It's, you know, quite a shame. The most durable fighter, the most durable of all time, the most durable fighter ever. That's me. That's just. I literally never get injured. When I beat Gonzalez, I broke my finger while punching him. But yeah, I don't know. I don't know how long it's gonna take. Just try to keep a healthy diet. Now I could eat whatever I want about boxing, I'm saying maybe drink water, like with the electrolytes, like somebody told me, you know what I mean? Shout out to all my Instagram fans, man, and haters. Well, some of the funny haters, and then the annoying snitch haters, fuck you, man, but yeah. I don't take those jokers serious. But yeah, for 334. Let's see, like I said, Dejan was scheduled to get knocked out by me. I would destroy that bum. That guy is—he's just a clown. He's a clown. I mean, I beat him, Dejan Daniels. I rewatched the first fight over and over and over. I won that fight. I mean, like the dude was getting hit with jab after jab after jab. I mean, yeah, I may have called timeout, but this has already been talked about. But since I'm on the air right now, Pound for Pound Radio, yeah, he was landing. But in, like I said, all I showed in what I showed in that fight was a world-class jab and a great chin. You know what I'm saying? Heart of a champion. And I seen everything yesterday, even when the part where, like, he was all frustrated and started, like, attacking me from behind and, like, throw me on the ground, whatever. Yeah, but he got his ass beat in the ring, though. And why would you do something like that? If you truly feel like you won, if you truly feel like you won, then like, why attack your opponent that you believe that you beat? Because you don't believe that you beat him. You may believe that you did pretty, like, better than others and you did good, but not good enough. And if this punk you saw on Facebook, he said, set it up, and, man, I set it up before the knee injury, he bottled it. Dejan forfeit. I did not even count it as a forfeit. You know what I'm saying? 333, physical win, man. Ain't no damn forfeits. I don't fucking count forfeits anymore, unless it's like a paid actor like Chuck Liddell or something like that, you know? Like, yeah. No, not even. Not even. Like, knockouts and point wins, that's it, man. Boxing and street fighting, I'm number one. There will never be a fighter like me, never. I mean, like, I have great fans, man. Great, like, there's fans, genuine, non-sarcastic fans. God bless you, and shit, man, I don't know more to say. Thank you, and keep following me, because I'm telling you, I'll be back, and I'll unretire. You know what I'm saying? I'll unretire. I got injured. Yeah, like, when I used to box, like, in 2016, I won 72 boxing matches, man. Not street fights, 72 boxing matches in 1 year, and 65 of them got filmed. And that year, not that many people. Now, yeah, now more people appreciate me. Now, you know, I'm retired, now a lot of people. But when I was super active, and even in semi-retirement, I'm still more active than any so-called TV fighter. Yeah, and coronavirus, awful year, restrictions everywhere, everything, you know, yeah, had like, wow. That's what I'm saying, like, I'm a champion. Then you had this dude, All of the Heights, not really a hater, just, you know, a boxing fan. He was saying that Fury is the Wineal champ, and I'm like, why, because Ring Magazine says so? Yeah, but I'm the king of the ring. I would beat Fury, Tyson Fury. This dude's been ducking and dodging me for years and years and years, and has been making videos calling me out, you know, talking shit. But yes, something's holding him back. You know, he's 6'9". So I played Fury and Wilder, and I was not impressed. I mean, we're about to get into Wilder. I was not impressed. I saw a lot of clinching, a lot of weak punches, weak 1-2s. My 1-2 is like literally way harder than Fury's. I saw a lot of waiting. You know what I'm saying? Like the Deontay Wilder that I beat was a better fighter than the Wilder that Fury beat. You know what I'm saying? Like, hey Fury, you gonna take out the padding, man? If we ever fight? I don't know, man. My money says that once I connect on you, man, you're gonna lose. Whether you're knocked out cold, whether you're TKO'd, whatever, you're gonna lose. That's what my money says. You know what I mean? And I think next time you chill with Frank Stay, I think you should. Frank has my number. He has my fax number. I think that you should tell Frank, or you call me directly, or we should do that live Instagram. You know, like fighter versus fighter. You know, just set this thing up. But the thing is, my knee's injured. You punk, you bottled it. When I was healthy, challenging you all the time before probation, before the coronavirus, you were still ducking and dodging me, and you're calling yourself the lineal champ. Man, yeah, this motherfucker, he wants to think twice or maybe even three times before getting in the fucking ring with me. I would break this guy's jaw, Tyson Fury. I mean, I'm 333-0. I mean, that right there, yeah, how are you going to beat Fury? Look at my record. I mean, like, well, come on. He's what, 31, 30-0, whatever his yeah, is. I don't care, like, how big, how tall he is, man. I'm faster. I'm much faster, and I hit harder. So how's he going to beat me? How? And I have a better jab than him. I'm a better boxer than him. How is he going to beat me? He can't hurt me. The fucking punchers could not knock me out. How is a pillow puncher, you know, going to do it? And he's not that even that good of a boxer, Tyson Fury. The whole feint jab clinch. I mean, same shit. You know what I'm saying? Some say that, hey, if it works, keep doing it. It's working for him against those TV guys. I'm the best boxer. I'm better than all those guys. It ain't going to work against me. I'm a volume puncher. I'm a pressure fighter. If me and Tyson Fury, if I hope he's listening to this, he motherfucker always makes videos about me. If one day me and him get in the ring, I will beat him and beat him pretty damn easily. Easier than people like. Some people think it'll be like a close, tough fight. No, it won't. I don't remember the last time I had a tough fight, man. I would maybe in Russia. Yeah, in Russia. Yeah, it was 2018. It was fucking literally 2 years ago. Like, and every other fight after that, I just don't even get hit. Like, yeah, I'm the best fighter of all time. So. Yeah, and like Ali and Tyson, they're not even second and third. Anthony Thompson, Southpaw still would knock Muhammad Ali out. It's just, you know, it's a new era. You know what I'm saying? Just because Southpaw still, yeah, I'm a famous boxer. I'm the GOAT. Obviously, I'm famous because I'm the GOAT. But Southpaw still, in my opinion, I think he's second best. Second best boxer after me. When I beat him, that motherfucker was just, no, I'm praising him because he praised me and we boxed. He can outbox Tyson Fury. I'm saying Southpaw Sill, the dude had movement. He had, you know, he had power. He knocked me down. I got up and beat the shit out of him, but I hit him. I kept hitting him with the jab, the left jab. You all seen it. It's arguably my best one. There's so many. Kevin Luka, another. Oh, yeah, the Kevin Luka shit was amazing. But anyways, well, what I wanted to say about Sill is that he's probably, just because he's not super famous, doesn't diminish his ability as a fighter. You know what I'm saying? He would definitely beat Tyson, but I beat him though. It's not. I gave him his respect. No, he ain't beating me though. He said he was gonna win the rematch if it ever happens. No, he won't. But he's an opponent that you have to take serious. He hits hard. He's aggressive, and like, how many motherfuckers do you see rushing Charlie Zay? I'm the one that rushes motherfuckers. He rushed me. You know what I'm saying? Like, I give the man credit. You know what I mean? Very talented fighter, but I beat him. I'll probably say that I beat him. What can I say? 333-0. Boxrec.com. You already know my thoughts on you. You guys are amateurs and clowns and con artists. And yeah, there's a few exceptions here and there. Sugar Ray Robinson, whatever, you know. But the majority of you guys are, you're not real fighters. Just WWE amateurs. I beat Deontay. Oh, yeah, the Wilder, we always talk about that fight. That's why I'm trying to kind of cover other fights. In the ring, Deontay got fucking lit, man. He got hit and hit, man. That's it. I mean, left hook, I mean, like, they keep talking. Like, I covered both matches. They only covered the second fight, man. And they call me the hypocrite? Come on. You got to wake up, man. My comeback to the ring. You will see me before, trust me, before this year ends, you will see me inside a boxing ring because of a knee injury. You know what's pissing me off? The UFC. You know, these guys just talked all that nonsense. You know, Chuck Liddell ran away from me. Like, literally, in 2012, I challenged the guy, and first it looked like he wanted to fight, but then he changed his mind and said, hey, I don't want any problems. Like, I was like, he literally put up his hand, like, hey, man. Then he goes, tells Ellie Segbag that he didn't want to hurt me. More like, I didn't want to hurt him. It's the other way around. So, no, I did. I wanted to beat his ass, but he was, like, with his family, so it's like, I kind of felt, you know, yeah. Chuck Liddell telegraphs his right hand. He's literally, you could see that shit from 10 miles away. They said that about me before, but it's not true. If that was the case for me, then why do I connect my punches, man? Why do I connect my punches, man? Like, my last 10 fights, right? Last 10 or last 5. Okay, last 10 fights. Obviously, all W's, but easy W's. Easy W's. You know what I mean? Know what I'm talking about? Yeah. But yeah, man, so no more alcohol. I'm good. I mean, like, I choose my girl. Hold on, 1 second. I'm texting with my beautiful Camila. Yeah, I'm meeting with her in a few days, and I can't wait. It's just so hard to. I mean, it's just especially right now. Like when me and her broke up in a month and a half ago, I was just, you know, in disarray. Just like couldn't find myself. Literally couldn't find myself. Just, I sure found myself now, though, you know, since I got her back. And you know, we're talking on text right now. You know, she, you know, when a girl that you got along with for years, and all of a sudden, you know, she's starting to show some emotion towards you, like, you know, hey, you know, we stop texting me, and then next she texts me and says that she loves me and misses me. All that means is that she loves me, man. Yeah. I love her more, though. She loves me, though. She loves me, too, though. All 333 for the future, Miss CZ. That's right. We would have the same initials if she married me, official. But, yeah, fiance has it right now. So, yeah, I mean, like, I'm 6-0 in 2020, and more active than these TV bums, man. And to everybody listening, regardless of what Google says and what these journalists say, I'm gonna go down in history as the greatest boxer ever because I won the most fights on video. That's why. Simple as that. And I have them all saved. And for those of you, trust me, like, take my advice. Vimeo.com. It's a lot less negativity over there than YouTube. YouTube is good. I use YouTube because, like, I use Instagram way more. YouTube is good for, like, the view count. You know what I'm saying? But other than that, man, there's just so much drama up there. Just, man. Constantly, like, you know, if I'm good enough to beat Deontay Wilder, right? If I'm good enough to beat, let's see, Southpaw Sill, right? When I come in the damn stream. They start talking about guys like Tempo and these low-level... I beat the shit out of Tempo. I finished him. I literally finished him. And one guy says we're always going to be in debt to Charlie for destroying Tempo, you know. Tempo, Stalker, you know. Charlie, a boxer. And obviously, a trained boxer will beat some random guy, so... That's why where do you see the intrigue in that? I just don't see any intrigue. Like me and Francis, me and Fury, yeah, definitely. But yeah, somebody closer to my level. They're not, Francis and Fury are not close to my level. Well, they're closer to my level than Tempo, obviously, right? All right, yeah. Yeah, world champion, not trail champion. Fuck Tim Corbin. Fucking clown. I don't even, like, I try not to talk about the dude. I literally try to, like, change the subject all the time, but they always bring him up. My fans hate him. They just fucking hate him. And they have every reason to. But, pound for pound champion, Charlie Zelenoff, man.